The ISIS presence in Syria and Iraq has created a multitude of problems for neighboring Turkey, but there has been nothing like the bloody attack in the town of Suruk yesterday. 32 dead, more than 100 injured from a suicide bombing. ISIS targeted a gathering of activists at a cultural center. The Turkish government has allowed some 2 million Syrians across the border as refugees, but until now, it has been reluctant to join the fight against the Islamic State directly. Instead, it has seen Bashar al-Assad's regime as a greater threat. Ian Bremmer joins us now. He's president and founder of Eurasia Group, a global political risk research and consulting firm. Ian, would you say this is a turning point for Turkey in this crisis?
Oh, I don't know if it's a turning point. I mean, I think 2 million refugees in Turkey from Syria is more of the turning point. There's nothing they can do about it. They're paying for it all. They can't get rid of them. And the war is not going to be over anytime soon. There are no solutions in Syria. I certainly think this is going to be a wake-up call in terms of the level of resources they need to put both into security on the border as well as intelligence for those that have made it through.
But Turkey seems to have been trying to raise its profile militarily and strategically in the region, while also playing the question of ISIS versus Bashar al-Assad, the Syrian regime in Damascus, from the middle, that they're not really taking an aggressive fight against ISIS, and it seems like that may have ended.
Well, I think that you're going to see more willingness of Turkey to provide support to the United States for the fight against ISIS. But keep in mind, the United States isn't exactly created a strategy to defeat ISIS. I mean, even in Iraq, it's more of a containment strategy. And in Syria, it's been very limited bombing, and it's been fairly opportunistic. Assad's regime itself has done more fighting against ISIS recently. But if you look at most of the fighting that's going on, it's still sort of Assad versus rebels. And I mean, as a consequence of that, you know, what you see is generally a power vacuum and the Turks getting fairly unwilling to be sucked in and still pushing the Americans to take the fight to Assad directly.
What would you say the aspirations of Turkey are at this point with the region so in flux right now? And obviously the first aspiration would be to get the refugees out of Turkey. But after that?
I think the second aspiration is stability. It used to be that Turkey wanted to play a much more dramatic role in the region, but they failed on so many accounts. I mean, they were supporting the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, particularly after Morsi won and former President Mubarak was ousted. That failed badly. They supported Hamas actively vis-a-vis Israel. And then we saw, of course, in the war between Israel and Gaza that the Turks were seen to lose there. They bolstered Qatar to a degree, and Qatar's lost a lot of influence in the region vis-a-vis Saudi Arabia. So the major bets that the Turks have made have largely lost. And, of course, they haven't been able to convince the Americans to do much to actually fight Assad himself. The whole notion of Assad must go is not something you hear a lot from the administration right now. Meanwhile, Erdogan has a pretty significant fight on his hands domestically in Turkey. He's become more of an authoritarian personality. But Turkey is not an authoritarian state. And the last elections, of course, dealt him a rebuke domestically. So most of his fight is about how he can consolidate his own power, potentially change the constitution to make it more of a presidential system, something the Turkish people are saying fairly decisively don't want to see, and they don't want to see in part because of him.
The border outpost of Gaziantep has grown unbelievably in the 3 years of the Syrian civil war. Is that becoming something like Peshawar in Pakistan? It's a place for refugees. It's a place for armed fighters, mercenaries. It's a place for CIA spies and other clandestine activities to take place. Is it fundamentally a destabilizing phenomenon in Turkey?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, if you look at the numbers and you also look at the lack of governance, I mean, the Turks have done a fantastic job in setting up refugee camps and trying to ensure that no one's going hungry, no one's starving, basic education is happening. But that's very different from saying the Turks have a handle on the backgrounds and the activities of everyone that's actually sitting, both in the refugee camps as well as on the border crossing cities. And the border is very porous. They've had very little control, and they're going to have to try to operationalize that more effectively. They'll clearly be reaching out to the Americans, who is the country that's most capable of affecting them. The Americans, in return, are going to be asking them to do a lot more against ISIS. If you ask me, will we see more cooperation from the Turks going forward on this issue, I think the answer is yes.
Since you do this for a living, what's the risk that Turkey ends up more like Pakistan on the border, and what's the risk for the region if that happens?
You know, it's funny. I had a large group of security advisors from all of the European states in my office yesterday, about 25 of them in all. And I opened up by saying I thought that terror. We talked about global security. I said, well, you know, I think terrorism is a much more dramatic challenge in Europe than it is in the United States. And they got very offended, like to a person, when I said that. And I said, well, wait a second. I said, you've got 2 million refugees in Turkey. And it was very clear that none of the Europeans thought of Turkey as part of Europe. But of course, it is part of Europe. It's a candidate member of Europe, and the migration is relatively easy between those countries. It's going to be a much, much bigger problem. And I think we have to worry about the fact that Turkey itself could be very significantly destabilized. They've done a fantastic job setting up these camps and actually paying for all these people while the Europeans refuse to take the additional refugees. And, of course, the Americans have accepted fewer than 1,000. I think we have to be more aware of just how asymmetrical these challenges are, and Turkey's going to take it on the chin.
Ian Bremmer, president and founder of the Eurasia Group, a global political risk research and consulting firm. Thanks so much, Ian.
My pleasure, John.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.